Well, during the week, former Anglo-Irish Bank executives Patrick Whelan and William McAteer were found guilty of 10 charges relating to financial assistance to a group of Anglo customers known as the Maple 10. The verdicts come 5.5 years after the fateful bank guarantee. But what are the known knowns on Ireland's banking collapse 5 years on? And would a banking inquiry help to clarify anything around the collapse? We're joined on the line by the finance spokesman Michael McGrath from Fianna Fáil. Michael McGrath, what exactly do you think a banking inquiry would dig up that you're calling for it now, given that we've already had several reports and we have court cases in train at the moment?
Good afternoon, Colm. Well, I think we do need a comprehensive banking inquiry because we need a detailed account of what happened within each of the financial institutions, for example, leading up to the crisis, the actions or lack of action on the part of the regulator. And of course, we need to examine the policy response by the government and the authorities as well. I think it's important that we have a detailed narrative of the circumstances that led to the losses being created within the banking system in the first place. We had yesterday, for example, on the Irish Times, a fascinating account given by many of the leading bankers who attended the meeting with the government on the eve of the bank guarantee. But that information only came into the public domain by way, presumably, of a leak. There were Garda documents which made their way to Tom Lyons and were published yesterday. This needs to be dealt with now urgently as an Oireachtas committee inquiry. Our preference as a political party would be to have a fully independent public inquiry chaired by a High Court judge, for example, under the Tribunal of Inquiry legislation 2005. Bolted on that. The government has made the decision. It is going to be an Oireachtas inquiry. So let's get on with it is our message now.
But if it can't make any findings of fact, I mean, I suppose the advantage of the documents that were brought to light yesterday is people spoke frankly and put down their recollections on the record. If no findings of fact can be made by an Oireachtas inquiry, what really does it add to the sum of human knowledge as far as the people are concerned? Because they may not have the time to be able to read through the primary source material that would go into the final report of such a committee hearing.
Well, it is true to say that we already have a number of reports on the banking collapse. The Honohan report, Nyberg, Regling Watson report, for example. But in many respects, they are quite anodyne. No names are named. There is a distinct lack of specifics in each of those reports. And I think that there will be a certain catharsis, Colm, in people seeing all of the important stakeholders, both from government, from the regulator's office, the bankers themselves, auditors, brought before an Oireachtas inquiry in public forum and forced to answer questions on the conditions which led to the losses being built up in the system in the first place, being missed in reporting terms, and then in terms of the policy response by both the regulator and indeed by the government of the day. I think that that is critically important because many of the issues which are fundamental to our banking crisis have not really been teased out in a public way yet. We need, of course, to look at, of course, the bank guarantee, but the management, the banks themselves, the assessment of risk, why there was such a concentration of lending to one sector, the role of the financial regulator. And we had some fascinating evidence in that respect in the recent trial, which concluded just last week.
That's it, Michael McGrath. I mean, it is coming out in other processes, having in front of an Oireachtas committee that, again, can't make findings of fact. May not be the most productive use of Iraq this time, especially when Peter Nyberg, the author of one of those reports, is on the record as saying he doesn't think there's much new to be found out.
Well, I believe that there is, and a criminal trial is a very different animal indeed to an Oireachtas banking inquiry. There is, of course, a much higher burden of proof in relation to a criminal trial. But I think that the Irish public do want more questions answered. I think they do want many of those who were directly involved in what contributed to enormous economic collapse being brought before elected members, answering direct questions with powers of compellability being used if necessary. And it is a weakness, of course, that you cannot make any adverse findings of fact which could affect the person's reputation. I accept that point, but nonetheless, I think a lot could be achieved by a properly conducted inquiry.
So what would you ask former Finance Minister and Taoiseach Brian Cowan if he came before the committee?
Well, Colm, first of all, I am somebody who may or may not be a member of that banking inquiry. I would like to be.
Sure, but if you were.
But I can't say anything, of course, that would result in others claiming that I had a bias. But for all of those involved in government...
Well, the only bias that would show, with respect, Michael McGrath, is that you were after the information. You had particular questions to ask. So, I mean, if we can't have out on the table what kind of questions would need to be asked during an inquiry, it'd be very difficult to come upon the terms of reference for such an inquiry.
Yeah, I think the questions in relation to to those in government at that time are pretty clear. What was the information which was available to the government of the day when the decision was made to go down the road of a bank guarantee? What information and advice was being provided by the financial regulator and the central bank at that time, and by external professional advisors as well?
Question worth asking. I mean, we had Dermot McCarthy, the most senior civil servant who'd been used to position papers being circulated during social partnership and a range of other complex processes going on at the time. Several other public servants, politicians, everybody sitting in a room when they were discussing these matters with the banks. And it appears that there are no contemporaneous notes of what led to the decision.
Absolutely. That is an obvious question which has to be asked. And it was interesting reading yesterday, for example, the contrast where Dermot Gleeson, the then chairman of AIB, went home, took out his dictaphone, made notes, and those are now on the record by way of the submission to An Garda Síochána. Of course, the institutions of the state need to account for the handling at that time of the policy response to the crisis. The losses were already there. And the issue is, you know, you need to examine the factors that led to those losses being created in the first place, but of course you also need to examine in detail the policy response by both the central bank, financial regulator and the government of the day, and that will include a full trawl and release of any or all documents that are available. And it goes without saying that one would expect substantial documentation and minutes to be available in respect of important government decisions.
Finally, what would you say to people who would say, look, the reason Fianna Fáil is calling for an expeditious establishment of a banking inquiry is because they want it out of the way well before the 2016 general election?
No, I would say that that is a nonsense. My view on this is that we need to follow the evidence, irrespective of where that evidence leads, Colm. That is where the focus of the inquiry needs to go. Okay. And the legislation underpinning this inquiry was passed last July. We are still waiting to know what the terms of reference are going to be, okay, who will be conducting that inquiry, and when is it going to start. And there is a real difficulty that if it does not start in the short term, this government has a maximum of 2 years left. Okay. And given the shenanigans that are going on at the moment within government, there is a risk that any inquiry could run into serious legal difficulty if it hasn't concluded its work by the time the current term ends. So we need to get on with this.
Okay, Fianna Fáil finance spokesman Michael McGrath.